Sefer HaChinuch writes that there's a law, there's an averet to be mikadosh one of the chayvi krisis, even though ain kiddushin dobson and nothing is chal, but still there's an averet. So the Sefer, the Mincha HaChinuch raised the question, where did he get that from? What's the mocker? So then, in the end of the Mincha HaChinuch, he has hashmatas, and the old Mincha HaChinuch, now they took all the hashmatas and they put them where they belong. So he quotes the Rashba, who comments on Dav Samach Zayin on the base, that it's a Befeirushi Gemara, what the Sefer HaChinuch said. Gemara said there are two psukim that say you shouldn't marry a Chai B'Krisis. The Gemara says, Idri Idi Lebein, Holach Hatchila Ho B'di Yevet. Lachatchila means that there's an Isser. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh. And B'di Yevet means that it's not Chal, that the Kedushan are not Tovsin, the Chai B'Krisis. What kind of a din is that? That the Kedushan are not Tovsin. So that's a Gemara in the beginning of Temure. There's a Machlokes Habayi V'Rov and Kol HaTorakula. Milsa Dom Rachmana Loi Savid, Yovid Loi Mahani. Means like this. Rabbi Chanan explains in the Kovitz Oris and Yevomis. Whenever the Torah says, whenever there's some pe'ula that a person has to do in order to bring about a chalos, what if the Torah says he's not allowed to do that activity? So he wasn't allowed to express das on that. Should it, let's say, you're going to say, you cook basa b'cholof, it becomes treif. It becomes treif even if the cholof falls into the basa by itself, not only if you cook it, if you have the both in the refrigerator, then when the milk container was leaking into the flesh and it sits long enough, also becomes treif. I'll treif me the rabbonin, but after it's only treif derech bishol. But if let's say, by accident, the milk dripped into a pot of meat that's cooking on the fire, it's also going to become basa b'cholof. You don't need the maisa ha'adam. But the question is, whenever you need a Maisa Adam to bring about a certain Chalois, what if the Torah prohibits him from expressing Das? He's not allowed to do that, like over here. So here the Torah says, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh Chavi Krisis, and the second Pasuk tells you that Yovid Lamehani, it's not Chal. But then the Gemara has on Samaches Amir Aleph, the Gemara has another Pasuk that says sometimes Yovid Mahani. Pasuk says, Kisiyena Li Yishtei Nashim, so the Gemara says, why would I think just because the husband loves one wife more than the other? So I would have thought that the snua, as the b'chor should be entitled to pishnayim. Just because the husband doesn't like her, why? The Gemara says it doesn't mean that. It means ahuva b'nisueho and snua b'nisueho. One was a prohibited marriage and one was a permitted marriage. So one might have thought that if the b'chor was born to the wife who was not allowed to be married to the husband, I would have thought that that b'chor is not entitled to pishnayim. So kamash malon that he is entitled. So that pasuk says, kisayena liyish, and havaya means tvisas kiddushin. So you have a b'herish pasuk that says kiddushin atovsin in a woman who was asura. She's snua b'nisuel, she wasn't allowed to get married, and says, nonetheless, even though snua b'nisuel, and I would have thought that the b'chor shouldn't be entitled to pishnayim, but the pasuk says kisehiyana. That's why there's a question. There is an opinion in the Shilti Giborim in Yesh Neichlin, Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif. So there is an opinion in the Shilti Giborim that a b'chor who's a mamzer doesn't get pishnayim, because the pasuk only tells you he gets pishnayim if it's kisehiyana, if there was tvisas kiddushin, and both means that she's a chavi lavin. This Gemara is Tamach Zainan, and they say there are two psukim, one l'chatchila, one b'di'evet, that by Chai B'Krisis, ain kiddushin tovsin nifin b'di'evet, that yovid loy mahani. The other pasuk says, yovid mahani by Chai B'lavin. But you don't have a pasuk that says that the b'chor is entitled to pishnayim, even if it was a Chai B'Krisis, and the v'lad is a b'chor. So there was such an opinion in the Rishon. We don't accept that l'alach. We paskin, even a b'chor is a mamzer, also gets pishnayim, but we don't have a pasuk. That's a question. How do we know that that is the din? So the machloikas Abayi v'Rav are there in the beginning of Temura, the famous machloikas. Kol milsa da rachmana le'savid yavid lemhani is a machloikas. You have two psukim, shnei ksuvim amachishim zezeh. B'chai b'krisis, the din is that yavid lemhani. B'chai b'lavin, the din is yavid mahani. So the question is, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? So that's machlokes Abayi v'Rav. What is the definition of a mamzer? Here the Gemara has on Samaches Amid Beis, all discussion, what's the din Nochri the Eber Haboah Bas Yisrael, whether the blood is a mamzer. So before you get to discuss whether the blood is a mamzer, we ought to discuss, is the blood Jewish or not? So the Tosfos in Yevamos at the end of the first parak on Tes Zayin on the base, Tosfos points out that there are three opinions in the Gemara. How do you determine the status of the children when you have a mixed marriage? So there's one opinion in the Gemara that in order for the children to be Jewish, you require that both parents should be Jewish. There was a second opinion in the Gemara that if either parent is Jewish, all the children will be Jewish. And then the third opinion is that it all depends on the mother. So Rabbi Kevege writes on the Gilyon HaShasi, Tzorchi and Gorl. Where did they get that there are three opinions? It's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Beferish. It all depends on the mother. So the Chazon Ish has a small paragraph on this Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Yevamos, Tes Zayin Amud Beis. But the Chazon Ish still shows you where the Gemara saw. There was an opinion. The Mishnah already says the maskana. We pass in Lalach, it all depends on the mother. But before the Mishnah gave the Hachrod, there were opinions. There was an opinion that in order for the children to be Jewish, you require both parents to be Jewish. There's even an opinion in Tosfos like that. Hakam Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher means it's a kosher goy, and you need a gerus. And Rabbi Kevege quotes Achrayim who are machmal like that. Let's say a Jewish woman is married to a non-Jew. She has a baby boy on Shabbos. So is the baby boy Jewish and it's a mila bizman on next Shabbos? So is dechel Shabbos? So you say no. The mila is a mila shal gerus. The baby is kosher means it's not a mamzer, but it's a kosher goy. So he needs a mila shal gerus. Mila shal gerus is not a mila bizman. It's not dechel Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiveger on Yerideya on Hilchas Mila quotes this from Nachrayim that you should be choshish for that opinion. I think Chacham Avadya, when he visited here many years ago, that was one of the shaylos that we were discussing together. So he said that's what he always recommends. If you have a Nachrei HaBoah Bas Yisrael, and she had a baby boy on Shabbos, he's machma like Rabbi Kiveger Zachrayim. Rav Soloveitchik was not happy about that. He says, we don't accept that opinion. We don't pass like that. It's nitche. There are a lot of opinions. We don't pass like that. They say they had a tradition from, I forgot, one of the big rabbonim in Europe, that we don't pass like that, Rabbi Kiveg. So again, we pass in halacha. If you have a mixed marriage, one of the parents is Jewish, one is not, how do you determine the status of the child? It all depends on the mother. This is a question, why should that be so? What if you have a mixed marriage, both parents are not Jewish? One is an Amaleki and one is not. One is a Mitzvi Vadaimi, and one is one of the Zainumas. So how do you determine the status of the child? So the Gemara says later in Kiddushin Bu'umas, Halacha Achar HaZochar. It all depends on the father. And the Rishonim say it's based on the Pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, the second Pasuk of Bamidbar, L'mishpachosim L'beis Abaisam. Mishpachasav Kriyim Mishpacha, Mishpachasayim Eina Kriyim Mishpacha. If you have a mixed marriage where both parents are Jewish, one parent is a Kohen, one is a Levi, whatever, one is Israel, one is from Shebet Zvulam, one is from Shebet Yehuda. So the din is l'mishpachosim l'beis avosam. So when you have a mixed marriage and both parents are Goyim, the status of the child is determined by the father. If you have a mixed marriage, both parents are Jewish, the status of the child is determined by the father. How come if you have a mixed marriage, one is Jewish, one is not? Nobody says it's determined by the father. There were three opinions, Tosfos said. Tosfos is right, the Chazon Ish showed the Gemara. One opinion, you need both parents to be Jewish, that the child should be Jewish. One opinion, like the Reform have adopted now, either parent makes him Jewish. And we pass, it all depends on the mother. There should have been a fourth opinion. There should have been the only opinion. All depends on the father. So I think the answer is very simple. So the professors give a whole explanation. Why is it then that it depends on the mother? Because a lot of times the Jewish women would be raped by goyim, and you wouldn't know who the father is. It then really should have been it depends on the father. But because maybe the woman was raped, and you never know who the father is. So that's why they decided then should be depends on the mother. That's utterly ridiculous. How do you determine if the both parents are Jewish? You determine whether the child is a Kohen Levi Yisrael or Shevet Zvulun. Maybe the mother was raped by someone else. How do you know? Only if it's a mixed marriage. Why? It's ridiculous. That's not the reason. It's all based on psukim. So I think the answer is very simple. to determine who is a Kohen Levi Yisrael, to determine who Shevet Zvulun and Shevet Yehuda, that's a function of Mishpacha. What Mishpacha does he belong to? The different Shvatim, the different Mishpachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'elatetcha, Ve'etzcha L'goy Gadol, V'nim Ruchu V'cha Kol Mishpacha Yisro Adam. All the other nations of the world are not called Goyim. We're the only one. We say a bracha shalos ani goy, but that's a Yiddishism. That's a slang expression. Many poskim hold Rav Soloveitchik didn't say shalos ani goy. He said shalos ani nochri. Many the Chafetz Chaim said like that. Many poskim hold like that. The brachas, according to the Abadram, is supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. Biblical Hebrew, you don't refer to an individual person as a goy. Shalos ani goy. You refer to a nation as a goy. But also, that's also Loshen Mushal. The Pasuk says, Mikam Chesod Ve'echot Baris. We are the only Goy. Goy means Bin Loshen Giviyah. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the Radak's Michlo. Radak has a dictionary on Biblical Hebrew. So he says, the word Goy comes from the word Giviyah. Gevi Nasatin Makim. The whole Jewish people is considered like one unit, like one body. Kotzah Rebuz Abizeh. By Nochrim, the Gemara says, there is no Kohol. That's the Gemara at the end of Nozer, and the Maral Miprak talks about it. By Nochem, each person is an individual, and they don't blend into together to be one Goy, one Gediyah. By Nochrim, it's a Mishpacha. In Mishpacha, there are cousins, uncles, and aunts, and they relate to each other. They get along, they don't get along, whatever the family politics happens to be. But it's not a Goy. So that's why the Pasuk says, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Escha L'Goy Gadol, the Jewish people will become a Goy, all mitzvah together. And every chubachol called mishpacha is v'adama. By the Nachrim, the different nations are called mishpachas. So that's the pasuk in the beginning of Ma'amidbar. It says, the mishpachosim l'beis avosim. So if you have a mixed marriage where both parents are Nachrim, you want to determine whether the child is an Amaleki or a Knaini or a Mitzvi v'adami or whatever it happens to be, Amon Amoyov. So that depends on the father. That's mishpacha is v'adama. Mishpacha sakri and mishpacha. If the both parents are Jewish, the child for sure is Jewish. You want to determine which Shevet he belongs to. So that's Mishpacha, as the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, that Purim is celebrated Mishpacha, Mishpacha. So the Gemara says, it goes, Mishpachos Kohanim, Mishpachos Leviyah. Kohanim, Leviyim, the Shvatim, that's all Mishpachas. But to determine whether a person is Jewish or not, if it's a mixed marriage, you want to determine whether the children are Jewish, that's not a function of Mishpacha. If being Jewish, Jewishness, being Jewish would be a function of mishpacha. You wouldn't have any gerim. It wouldn't be. He's not a mishpacha to any Jew. A gerim is God, not related to anybody in the world. He does not have any mishpacha. So being Jewish is a function of, do you belong to this guy? Do you belong to this nation or not? So the Tanaim assumed that's not governed with the pasuk of mishpacha. So they thought there has to be something different, a different. So that's why there were three opinions. But you need both parents to be Jewish, or either parent to be Jewish is enough. Well, it all depends on the mother. But if for sure it doesn't depend on the father, it can't be based on mishpacha, because then there wouldn't be any possibility for an institution of gerus. So now there's a question, how do you determine what's the definition of a mamzer? So let's say we don't accept Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavi Lav and makes a mamzer. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva. He was outvoted. Usually halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. If he disagrees with one of his contemporaries, then we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. But that's the say from the Vilna Gaon. That's why the Gemara quotes one of the Tanaim says, "Bo unitzaveach al Akiva bin Yosef." Let's scream at Rabbi Akiva and make it in halacha like Rabbi Akiva neged chaveirov. Bo unitzaveach. Let's all disagree, because that was the way it was accepted. The only pass like Rabbi Akiva if he disagrees with one of his contemporaries. If he disagrees, a group of them. So we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So here we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Shaila is, what's the definition of mamzer? So the Gemara here on Samaches and Beis has a machlokes whether Akum the Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael have Vlad mamzer or not. So we pass from the halacha that Vlad is not a mamzer, even if the woman happens to be an Eishes Ish. Anoch the Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael Eishes Ish. A Vlad from an Eishes Ish is normally a mamzer. If it's an Akum Yevet, it's not a mamzer. Why not? So the Gemara in Yevamos on Memheim and Beis, the Gemara gives you an explanation why. But there are two girsas there, major Shina girsas in the Gemara. So the way it's printed in the Vilna Shas, the Gemara says the reason why the Vlad is not a mamzer is the vlad will be a mamzer whenever it's a case of ein kiddushin tofsin. But that's only if kiddushin and not tofsin. Let's say I'm mekadosh my sister, I'm mekadosh my aunt, I'm mekadosh my sister-in-law, my wife's sister. So ein kiddushin tofsin to me, but to other people kiddushin not tofsin. I can marry someone else, she can marry someone else. But if it's the case of nochru v'yevet, not kiddushin tofsin to anybody, so then it doesn't make mamzeris. So the Rishonim ask, you look on the Rashbon, the Ramban there, so they ask why, it should, if it's not kiddushin to anybody, so it should be mochomer, so it should be a kal v'chomer, that it should be mamzer. So they explain, no. The Gemara is explaining, what's the definition of arayis? The vlad is only a mamzer if there was a violation of the Issa Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is Yehorek V'al-Yavar. So, what's the definition of Gili Arayis? If a woman has to be an Issa Kores, but has to be an Issa Kores, to some people and not to all people. Let's say the woman is a Nido. So there's a Tosfos on the first daf in Yevamos, on Beis Amud Aleph. There's a din. Let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, and my brother dies, he's married, and he leaves no children. I have no brother, I never had a brother. But let's say I had a brother, and the brother died, he leaves an almana, and he had no children. So I have to do yibum. Or chalit, I have to do yibum. But I'm married to we married two sisters, so it's aches ishtoi. So there's no yibum. There's no yibum, there's no chalit, so there's nothing. There's no yibum. So what happens later on if my wife dies? So now she's no longer a chavi krisis, and now there is zika. So the Gemara has a din. Call Yavam Hashem Ani Karba B'Shas Tenfili. Yavam Yavala Shuv. There's no din of Zika. Since B'Shas, when the brother died, there was no Zika. Even if later on the surviving brother's wife dies and the other one, the Alman, is no longer a Chavi Krisis, the din is that there's no Zika. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. What happens if the brother died and the Yavama was a Nida? So it's a chavi krisis. So you can't do yibum. So I should say, call yivam sheni karba b'shas nefili yivam yavala. Shuv, there's no din of zika later on. That's ridiculous. This is proof from a very shigemara that there will be zika. There is zika. So Tosfos answers that din, if b'shas nefila, when the brother who died, if at the time of the death of the brother there was no Zika, she was asura to me, but she's materis to everybody else. She was my sister-in-law. And then my wife died, she's no longer my sister-in-law. Then the din says that there's no Zika later on. But if she was a Nida, Nida is asura to everybody. So therefore what? So Rav Soloveitchik accepts pshat in the Tosfos, and you look in the Sefer HaYosha, the Rabbeinu Tam, they have that Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph and Yevamos comes from the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosha. Rabbi Natam elaborates, and he says exactly the way Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that Nida, there's no Yehorek V'al-Yavar, even though there's Kores, Nida is a quirk. Nida, there's an Issa Kores. Usually when there's an Issa Kores, we say the Vlad is a Mams, and we say Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. And Nida, the Gemara says, is an exception to the rule. So the Pasuk says, V'sehini Dosa Olav, that's, where is it? Here, the top line, I'm Samaches Menal. V'sehini Dosa Olav, Sehi means Loshen Havaya. Kiddushin atopsin when she's a Nida, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer either. So Nida is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that there's Kores, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and the Kiddushin atopsin. So the question is, it's an exception to which rule? Does it mean that it's not Gili Arayis? There's Kores if he comes with Pesach, if he don Yom Kippur, also there's Kores. It's not Gili Arayis. So maybe even though Boal Anida has to do with Tashma Shamita, it's in the Parsha there, but maybe it's not Gili Arayis, and maybe Pshat is not, it's an exception to the rule the other way. Nida is Chayvi Krisis, therefore it is Gili Arayis, therefore it is Yehorek V'al-Yavar, and it's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that normally Gili Arayis is Ein Kiddushin Tofsin, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and Nida is an exception. So that's the Beferish and Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes a few times, Hanida Bechlal Ha'arayis, the Rambam has it a few times in Hilchas Yisuribia. Nida is Gili Arayis. The Ramban has it true, but the Mechaber Paskins in Hilchas Nida. Mechaber Paskins that not only do you say Yehorek V'al-Yavar on Gili Arayis, even on Abizrayus. So he says if the wife doesn't feel well and the husband wants to take her pulse, But the woman is a nida, so he says it's Yehorek Bal Yavir because it's Abizrayu of Gili Arayis. The Shach says we don't paskin like that because the only you only say Yehorek Bal Yavir if there's a violation of an Aver Deraisa. You don't say Yehorek Bal Yavir if the whole violation is only the Rabban. So even though the Rambam's opinion is that Kiru Bosar is an Issa Deraisa, the Sikavu Legala Serva, to hug a Chayvi Krisus, or to kiss, or to do anything other than Tashmish, but that's only if it's Derechiba. But here the husband is taking the wife's pulse, not Derechiba. So the Shach disagrees with this Ramban. Says the Ramban somehow understood the Rambam that Kiru Bosar, even not Derechiba, is also an Issa Deraisa. That's only the Rabbanan by Anida, Ishta Anida. That's not Deraisa. So the Rambam's opinion is the Ramban and the Chuvin, Mechaber Paskins like that, that Nida is Yehorek Bal Yavir, Nida is a Gili Arayis, and the exception to the rule is that the Kiddush and Atops and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And the Rabbin Atam holds Vaker. It's an exception to the rule. The fact that Kiddush and Atops and the fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer shows that it's not Gili Arayis. And the Rabbin Atam argues the Svar because not Kiddush and Atops. The Issa Nida is to everybody. It's not that she's muteris to some people and asura to other people. Whenever she's asura to everybody, then by definition it's not called Gili Arayis. Nida is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's not Gili Arayis, it's still an Issa Koris, like eating chametz with Pesach, like eating on Yom Kippur. There are a lot of things. And Mefatimus Haktor is also a Chayv Koris. There are a lot of Chayv Krisis. Machal Shabbos is Chayv Koris, not Gili Arayis. So that's a big shaila. Would you say halacha lemaisa? Would you say yehorek val yavar on anida? The Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't. So what do you do? A machloekes is the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam and the Ramban both hold nida is arayis. You should say gili arayis. It should be yehorek val yavar. Rabbeinu Tam holds that not. So some say whenever there's a sofek yehorek val yavar, you go lekula. Sofek nefashas valka, you go lekula. That's a discussion. Min haschinachas. So that's a shayla halacha lemaisa. So again, so what's the definition? What's the definition of a mamzer? And when is the vlad a mamzer, when is not? So the Gemara says in the Yevamos on Mem Hei on the base, that the way it's printed in our Gemara, in the Vilna Shas, it says, many Rishonim have that girsa, like we have printed in our Gemara. When is the vlad a mamzer, if it's an Iser Gili Arayis? Gili Arayis by definition means it's, these people can't marry each other, but each one is Kiddushan Atopsin to somebody else. But it's Akam Yevet HaBoal Yisraelis, even Akam Yevet HaBoal Eishes Ish. But since the Akam Yevet don't have Tvisi Kiddushan to anybody, so by definition that's not called Gili Arayis. And the only time the Vlad is a Mamzer is if they violated the Chorma HaYisr of Gili Arayis. If you say like that, that's the way it says in Agamar, that's the way the Rishonim interpret, then the path should be, let's say there's a couple, and the husband is infertile, but the wife is able to have children, so they want to have artificial insemination from somebody else. Is that called Gili Arayis? They're going to take Zera from someone else and put it into the Eishes Ish. So the Pashto says it may be an Avera, but you can't say that it's an Issa Koris, it's not Gili Arayis. So then the Vlad should not be a Mamzer. That's according to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara in Yevamos, Mamheim and Beis. The definition of a Mamzer is a child who was born from a violation of Gili Arayis. However, there is a different Girsa. The Ramban and the Rashba quote the Rav Haigoin had a totally different Girsa in the Gemara there in Yevamos, Mamheim and Beis. Why is it that Akam Ve'ebet Habal Basitzu Afilesh Yisish, the Vlad is not a Mamzer? So they say that the mother is Jewish. The mother is Jewish, and the child is Jewish. The father is a Goy. So we have Psukim, there's no Tvisis Kiddushin between a Jew and a Goy. No Tvisis Kiddushin doesn't only mean no Tvisis Kiddushin. Either way, whether the man is a Jew and the woman is a Goya, or the man is a Goy and the woman is Jewish. Whenever it's a mixed marriage, whenever one is Jewish, one is not, there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. But it's more than that. The Pasuk tells you there's no kurva. You can't have any yachas between a Jew and a Goy. The Chasam Sefer raises a question, and it's Chidushim HaMaseches HaBedizor. The Gemara has this wild Chiddush that Minatur of her brother and his sister both convert, Minatur they're permitted to marry each other, because Gershon is Gak Kutmushin Eladomi. Chamsavra asks, where in the world did they get this wild idea from? That menadaris mutter for the brother to marry the sister. Is there a pasuk? So he said, it's a question where the pasuk is. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, no, the pasuk is that pasuk that says that there's no tfisas kiddushin between a Jew and a goy. That means that there's no kurva. There can't be any kurva at all. Ishus is one form of kurva. So if you have a brother and a sister, one was megayer one day, one is megayer the next day. So the first one is megayer and the first day is Jewish, and the other one is still a goy. When the second one is megayer later, 10 minutes later, so there was 10 minutes where they weren't related because one was Jewish, one was a goy. There's no kurva between a Jew and a goy. And then at the age of 25, when the second one converts, they become brother and sister at the age of 25. When they were born, they were both goyim, so they were brother and a sister. When one of them converted, the kurva was broken because there's no kurva, there's no yachas between a Jew and a goy. So then later on, when the second one converts, you're going to say that now they become brother and sister again. Can be. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the marker for the din of Gershon and Iskarku and Shinola Domi. That's a question of Machloikis. If you have a goyish man had children when he was a Nochri, then he converts. So is a Yotze Piravirivya with the goyish children? So Rish Lakish says, no, Gershon is got caught in Shinola Domi. He's not related to the children anymore. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that he is Yotze. So that's the question. Is it only if they converted? If the Rambam saw only if the children converted. And others say, even if the Rambam didn't mean that. He meant even if the children, the Magen Mishnah says only if the children converted. The Rambam says. And others learn in the Rambam, even if the children convert, if they didn't convert, for sure it's good. That's questionable. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yechon? Why do we pass on Rabbi Yechon? We ought to say, like Rish Lakish, Gershon Agar, Katan Shinoledam. So that's, you got to figure that out. So the Briskerov has something in the end of Pchoiris. Briskerov has in the Shiur Imam Pchoiris, he gives a little bit of a Hezbah. It's a difficult Hezbah. So the Ibn Ezra on Chumash, gives you the definition of the word mamzer. He says it's a combination of two words, me'aim zar. The child was born from a strange mother. What do you mean a strange mother? He has a yachas to a father and a mother who couldn't have had tvises kiddushin to each other. If a single boy has an affair with a single girl and they have a baby born out of wedlock, but they could have had tvises kiddushin. So then the child is not a mamzer. By the goyim, they consider that illegitimate child. By us, it's not a yichus to be born from a single people, but it's not illegitimate. There's no mamzeris. What's the definition of mamzeris? The child is related to a father and to a mother, and they couldn't have had tfisas kiddushin. That's called me'aim zar. So the goyim had the rabbi goyim had the girsa in the gemara. Akum le'evet ha'bo abas Yisrael. The child is Jewish because the mother is Jewish. So the Mela, the child is going to be Jewish. The child is not related to the father. The father is not Jewish. Even if the father is going to convert later, it's not going to help. The father is only related to the children when the conception began. So since it's like an immaculate conception, there's no father al pidin. Biologically, there's a father and mother. Al pi halacha, there's only a mother. There is no father. So by definition, it can't be a mamza. That was the girsa sagaonim in the Gemara. So based on that girsa, there's a Tosfos on Tezayin on the base in Yevamos. Tosfos talks about this din. There was a machloikis, whether Akum Yevet Habol Bas Yisrael, whether Havlad Mamzer or not. Machloikis. So Tosfos raises the question, Akum Habol Bas Yisrael, is that always an Issa Deraisa? Or is that sometimes an Issa Derabonim? Eved, the Balei Tosfos assume that, like Rashi. Rashi and Tosfos both learn, So Rashi and Tosfos quote the Targum Onkelos on the pasuk. Lo yeh kodesh means that a Jewish man is not allowed to sleep with a shivcha knaynis. L'siya kedesh, a Jewish girl is not allowed to sleep with an heavy knayni because it's impossible to have tvisas kedushin. There's no tvisas kedushin between an eved and a shivcha and an Israeli. So it's going to be kedesh. It's going to be znus. So Rashi and Tosfos hold that the Targum Onkelos is the pshat and the pasuk. And that's an Issa Deraisa. So then it's possible to talk about Mamzeris. The Rambam's opinion is that the Issa Eved is only Midirabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. And Unkelis wanted to exaggerate. The Rambam writes, "Alhi oven zekal b'enecha." You shouldn't think that it's a light iser. Uncle Sager translated the pasuk to mislead you into believing that it's an iser deraisa, but it really isn't. The Rambam says, "How can it be that a shivcha is an iser deraisa for Israel if an eved ibri is allowed to live with a shivcha kninus?" So we usually assume that that's a chiddush. It's a gezeres hakosev that an eved ibri is mutter b'shivcha kninus. The Rambam says that there's a kinyan iser. We know that in the Eved Kenayni, there's both a Kinyan Moman and a Kinyan Issa. What do you mean there's a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Kenayni with respect to what? So one, his status is different in areas of Issa Veheter. Where do you see that there's, that the Odon who has an Eved Kenayni has a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Kenayni? So number one, if he's an Eved Kenayni of a coin, he's Eichel B'Truma. Eved Ibri of a coin is not Eichel B'Truma, only Eved Kenayni of a coin. Coin can nefesh kinyi kaspehu yechel b'lachmoy. Number two, the din is that a Kenayni cannot become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odom. We don't treat him like a human being. So that's what it means, a Kinyan Issa. So Tosfos' opinion is, in the Gemara and Kiddushin, on Davka Zainim and Al, so Tosfos' opinion is that by Eved Ivri, there's only a Kinyan Mammon, there's no Kinyan Issa. There's only Kinyan Issa, by, that's what it sounds in the Gemara. First daf in Ha'orol, the first Talmud base in Yibam's Perek Ha'orol, it sounds in the Gemara like that. There's only a Kinyan Issa by Eved Kenayni, because he can't be Munan Korban Pesach without authorization from the Adon, and he can eat the Truma as opposed to Eved Ivri. He doesn't have those two dinim. So the Ramban on Tezayin Amid Aleph in Kedushin holds by Eved Ivri, there's also a Kinyan Issa, he's Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis. And Tosfos disagrees. So how does Tosfos understand him, Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis? So the Rambam holds Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis, Min HaTorah, everyone is Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis. The whole Issa was only with the Rabbanan. And Unkelus Hager was Magzim. He exaggerated by putting it in a post. But Tosfos asked that question in her oral, the first time in base in Perek oral. So Tosfos comes up with a whopper of a Chiddush. Eved Ivri is only Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis. If Rabba Mostolo Shiv Chakneinis, on his own, he falls in love with the Shiv Chakneinis. He wants to sleep with her. It's not Mutta. It's an Issa Deraisa. It's only mutter in the line of duty. Rabbo has the right to be mosel shiv chakneinis. The Achronim raised that as a shaila, whether Eved Ivri is mutter b'shiv chakneinis only if Rabbo mosel or even on his own. So they point out as a beferish machlokes, Tosfos in the Ramban on Daf Tezayin Amud. The Ramban holds that Eved Ivri there is a kinyan iser. And therefore, he's even mutter b'shiv chakneinis if the rabbi is not mosolo. And Tosfos says it's only mutter if rabbi mosolo in the line of duty. That's a pella. In the line of duty, let's say the Odon tells the Eved Ivri, I want you to be Mechal Shabbos. So in the line of duty, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Odon tells the Eved Ivri, I want you to turn on the lights on Shabbos. Not allowed to. So if the Odon wants to be mosolo shiv chakneinis, what does he have the right to? He's causing him to violate an avera. So Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it. Rabbi Yosef Engel had trouble with his eyes, and he wasn't able to read for a while. So he had somebody read some light sefer for him. They were reading the Avnei Miluim to him, and he was dictating Ha'oris. So the fellow wrote the Ha'oris. Then when he regained his sight, so he looked through the manuscript. So every paragraph has a number. 1, 2, 3, it goes 200-something, whatever. A thin little sefer for Ha'oris. So then when he regained his eyesight, so he crossed out some of the paragraphs. So then they printed a sefer. There was a rabbi in Pittsburgh who had this manuscript. So he printed the sefer of Ha'oris on the Avnei Miluim. Now they printed in the new editions of Avnei Miluim, and they print all the Ha'oris in the back. So he has a Ha'orah on that Tosfos. What do you mean in the line of duty, the rabbi Mosel Oshiv Chakneinis? How is a mutter? But it's an Issa deraisa. How is a mutter? The Odin can't ask the Eved Ivri to be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, maybe over here, the whole Issa of La Yeh Kodesh is not to do Deros Nus. To do Deros Nus, but if the Odin has the right to be Mosel Oshiv Chakneinis, it's not Deros Pritz, it's not Deros Nus. It's in the line of service to the Odin, so it's not a violation of La Yeh Kodesh. It's not an Issa Bia, it's an Issa Pritzis. Okay, it's a chiddush. So again, so the iser eved akum haboa bas yisrael. Are we dealing with an iser deraisa or an iser derabon? So the Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis raises the question: Akam Haboa Bas Yisrael. Is that an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan? If she's a Pnuya, she's not a Eshesish, she's an Issa loisinov. But if the girl is a Pnuya, how serious is the Issa? So Taisa says, if it's Biprahesya, so it's Kanoim Pogimbo. That's a question, is that true? Biprahesya, Kanoim Pogimbo is the opposite. A Yisrael Haboal Anachris Biprahesya. What if the Jewish girl is living with the Goy Bifrahesi? That's also Kanaim Pogimbo. That's a big discussion in Rishonim. Okay, in Sanhedrin. So Taisa says, if the Jewish girl is living with the Goy Bifrahesi, that's Kanaim Pogimbo, that's an Issa Deraisa. What if they're living Bitsina? It's not public knowledge that they're living together. So Taisa assumes that since it's not Kanaim Pogimbo, the whole Issa is only the Rabbonim. That's really a big machlokes. When you look at Eben Ezer, so the Beis Shmuel quotes that the Chiddush Haran has a machlokes of Rishonim about that. Boel Aramis Bitzina is not Kanoim Pogimbo, but it could be that it's still an Issa Deraisa. So a lot of Achrayim assume like that it is an Issa Deraisa. Taisus assumes it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So Taisus asks, Akam Haboal Bas Yisrael, is the Vlada, according to the opinion that it's a Mamza, we paskin, it's not a Mamza. According to that view in the Gemara, it's a mamza. Is it a mamza deraisa, or is it only a mamza derabbanan? What if she's living, the Israelis is living with the Nochri, but sinin, not bifrahesia? And Taisa's opinion is not the way the Achrayim accepted. The 2 days in the Ran, Taisa assumes that it's only an Issa derabbanan. So Taisa says, maybe the Vlad should only be a mamza derabbanan. How can it be a mamza menatoira if it's a bia beheter? So first Taisa says it doesn't matter. Even though the bia is beheter, it's still a mamza menatoira. How can it be a mamza menatoira? Bia is beheter. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has in that sefer, in the Haoris, he didn't cross this one out, this one was printed. In the Haoris, he says, Tosis holds like that other girsa from the Rav Haigoin on Daf Memheim and Beis and Yevamis, that the definition of mamzer is one who has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tefisis kiddushin together, even if it's beheter, even if it's beheter. And then the second opinion of Tosfos says, Od Yeshlaima may be Akam Habor Bas Yisrael will only be a mamzer mid the Rabbanan. And then the last line of Tosfos says, the Harish and Iker, the first shita that they said is more correct, that the Vlad is a mamzer menatoira even though the Bia is behet to Gomer. So they obviously don't hold like the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, that mamzeris is created when you violate an Issa Chomer of Arayis, and if it's not Tapsi Kedushin to anybody, that doesn't show that it's an Issa Chomer. According to that Girsa in the Gemara, Mamzeris is only created when they violated an Issa Chomer. But if it's Behet Gomer, it can't be a Mamza Min HaTor. Maximum can have Mamza Min HaRabbanan. So this is a major machloikas. How do you define Mamzeris? Two different Girsas in the Gemara. That's the Shaila, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and that's safe in the Haoris on the Avda Miluim. Rabbi Yosef Engel died over 100 years ago, so they were already discussing then, they were practicing a little bit artificial insemination. So he discusses, will a Vlad be a Mamzer if an Eshesish has artificial insemination from someone other than the husband, not from the Zera Habal? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, Taisa said, Harisha Nira Iker, the first part is more correct, that you can create mamzeris even if they didn't violate an Issa deraisa. So he says he thinks that Harish and Nireiker, he thinks that the child will be a mamzer by artificial insemination. Today that's not the accepted opinion. Rav Soloveitchik used to talk about that in Chag HaSmicha. Whenever the yeshiva had a Chag HaSmicha, so Dr. Belkin would get up and speak for 10 minutes or so. He always had good ideas, but he wasn't a good public speaker. And then he would introduce our observation. Our observation would give a ganze drasha. Every Chag HaSmicha give a different drasha for an hour. He would give a charge to the young rabbanim how they have to pass kashat. They should be careful about this. Make sure you give tzedakah. He used to give every time a whole drasha. So on one occasion he said, the rabbanim in America get a phone call and they ask him to pass in the shayla over the telephone. The Rab Chaim Moshe would sit a week. And Rab Chaim Moshe would only be mekel if another two prominent rabbanim will agree with him. So they expect the young musmach in America to pass the shayla over the telephone. So he said, he got a phone call the other day. A woman, her husband is infertile, and she's married and she wants to have children, can she have artificial insemination? So he said, I told her, I don't know. So she says, but they say that you were the biggest rabbi in America. He said, what can I do? I don't know. They did. So she says, but I already had artificial insemination a few years ago. You mean to say that child may be a mamzer? So he said, I don't know. Could be the child is a mamzer. That's what he used to say in public. He's not sure. Then when Moshe Feinstein printed his Igris Moshe, and he said the child is not a mamzer, so we were learning Yevamos after that. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Rabbi Moshe said, child is not a mamzer? Let's not discuss it. Rabbi Moshe was a big tzaddik. We should assume he had tzihai to the Shmaya. We'll leave it like that. For whatever the explanation is, not a mamzer. Rabbi Moshe had a wild chiddush. Rabbi Moshe held not only is the child not a mamzer, artificial insemination doesn't create mamzeris, even if the husband is a mamzer. But they did artificial insemination from the husband to the wife, the child will not be a mamzer. That's the chiddush on top of the chiddush. Not only artificial insemination doesn't create mamzeris, but it doesn't even transmit the mamzeris to the child either. That's a fantastic chiddush. I want to say a few words, it's late. I want to say a few words. Mamzeris is only by Jewish people. There's no mamzeris by the non-Jews. Let's say a nochri is born leishishish and they have a baby, then the baby converts. There's no din of mamzeris. Is there a din of mamzeris by an eved? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Is it possible to have mamzeris by an eved? So according to the Girsas Hagaonim, in the Gemara there in Yevamos Daf Memhem, base definition mamzeris is my aims are. I'm related to my father. I have alpidin, not just biological. I have a father and a mother. I have a kurvah to my father, kurvah to my mother, and they couldn't possibly had tefisas kiddushin together. So if the father's a mamzer, father's a Yisrael mamzer, the mother is a shivcha kninus. So the vlad is an eved. So the eved ain lo yachas. The eved is not related to the father. So he, by definition, he can't be a mamzer. So how is there one opinion? Harei ze eved mamzer? How is that possible? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there is the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Ches on the base where the Gemara says eved muta beimo umuta bebito. An eved is allowed to live with his mother and allowed to live with his sister. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvah Pirei V'Rivya, the very first mitzvah in the Sefer Chinuch, shows that there's a machloek, a very important machloek, is Rashi and the Rambam, how to read the Gemara. Rashi learns, Eved Muta Bimbo Muta Bibito, there was a family of Goyim, a mother and a son and a daughter, and I bought one of them as an Eved Kenai. I bought all of them. So I buy this son as an Eved Knaini. I buy the sister, the daughter as a Shivcha Knaini. I buy the mother. So now they're all three are Avodim. So the din is an Eved is Chayiv Mitzvahs Keisha. So an Eved to become an Eved Knaini has to undergo Gerus. It's Chayiv Mitzvahs Keisha. So the Rashi says, you say, Gershon is Gar Kotin Shinoil Adomi. So therefore, Min HaTorah, he's permitted to marry his sister, he's permitted to marry his mother. But if a goy converts midrabbanan, we don't. Minatari is allowed to marry his mother, his sister, but midrabbanan not allowed to. So Rashi interprets in the Gemara, L'chal Yisrael loyboa, we don't make the gzera derabbanan on an Eved Knaini. You only make the gzera derabbanan on a gershon his guy. Eved Knaini, you don't make it. But from Rashi it would appear, let's say he was born an Eved Knaini, and he has a mother and he has a sister. They're all avodim shivchas, everybody. So Rashi seems to hold then he's osa b'imam, osa b'bito. It's only muta b'imam b'bito if he was, I converted him to make him into an Eved Knaini, then you say kikot n'shanol adomi, and there's no gzera derabban, but if he was born like that, he was born an Eved with a sister, with a mother, that'll be an isa deraisa. You don't need a gzera derabban. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't say it's talking about I was megayer an Eved. So the Rambam seems to hold Eved ain lo yachas, and no yachas at all. He's not related to the sister, he's not related to the mother. There's no yachas at all. So what's the machloikas So the Menachas Chinuch points out this machlekes Rashi and the Rama. What's the machlekes Rab Soloveitchik said it over like, he worded it like this. Menachas Chinuch kemat has it, but not fully the whole language. Rab Soloveitchik pointed out, there are two different chaloshemas of kurva. And Achrei Mois Kedoshim, when it talks about Gili Arai, so it says, Ishi shall call Sher Besorai, Lasikavu Lagalus, it says Sher Basar. Then sometimes you have a din, kurva, that depends on Mishpacha. Yerusha, it says, Mishpachoisam, what does it say? Yerusha Psuliatis. Psuliatis is a Shaila, even Kurevi Mitzad Ho'aim are also Psuliatis. Even Mitzad Ho'aim. But Yerusha depends, and who else? Yerusha and the Goel Adam depends on Roy Liyosha. So there's some dinim depend on the kurva of Mishpacha, some dinim depend on the kurva of Sher Bosa. Mishpacha is only Mishpacha Sav Kriyim Mishpacha. Mishpacha Sav Meine Kriyim Mishpacha. Sher Bosa, there are relatives on the mother's side that you're not allowed to marry. So the different Chalushemis of kurva. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the machloikis Rashi and the Ramam here. The Rambam's opinion is that Eved Ein Lo Yachas doesn't have neither the yuchsin of Mishpacha nor the yuchsin of Sher Bosa. And Rashi seems to hold no. If he was born an Eved, he has a sister, he has a mother, Gili Arais depends on Sher Bosa. Sher Bosa the Eved does have. Eved Ein Lo Yachas, Shvul Chaim Poyim Machamar, Amadem Machamar doesn't have Yachas, he doesn't have the Yachas of Mishpacha. But the other yuchsin, but the Yachas of Sher Bosa, it could be that he does have. That's a fundamental machlokes. So here, if you hold like the Girsas HaGa'inim, Rav Haigon's Girsa, that a definition of a mamza is a person who's related to his father, related to the mother, and they couldn't have had Tfisas Kedushin together. So how can you have an Eved mamza? Eved doesn't have any yuchsim with anybody. So the Chori, you have to assume that the Eved does have, he doesn't have yuchsim of Mishpacha, but he still has yuchsim of Sher Bosa that he can have. But then there's another issue. On Goyim, there is no Mamzeris. So does an Eved have a full Kedushas Yisrael, or does he have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael? He's not a Goy, it's Chai B'mitzvahs Keisha. So that Rav Chaim has in his Sefer on the Rambam, the first paragraph in Perek Yud Gimel, Yisri B'Aloch Yud Beis, Rav Chaim points out there's a fundamental machloikis between the Baalei HaTosfos and the Rambam. When an Eved K'nayni is Nishtachrer, and then he becomes chayv in all the, he's a zacher, and he becomes chayv in all the mitzvahs. Kol zman is an Eved K'nayni, it's only chayv in mitzvahs Keisha. After the Odin is meshacher him, then he becomes chayv in all the mitzvahs, so he has to have tefillah shniyah. When you make him into an Eved in the first place, he has to be mekabel all mitzvahs, and he has to go to the mikveh, he has to have milah, tefillah, l'shem geiros. And then after the Odin is meshacher him, he becomes mechayv in the rest of the mitzvahs, he needs a tefillah shniyah. So the Rambam is mashma beferish, Rab Chaim points out, that the tefillah shniyah is men haTorah. And in the Mukhi Yosef, and we don't really have it explicitly in Tosas, but in the Mukhi Yosef, Anya Bomas interprets that Tosas Shita is that the tefillah shniyah is only needed mid the Rabbanim. So Rab Soloveitchik explained this, Rab Chaim is a fundamental machloikis. Tosas' opinion is that Rabbi Knani has the full Kedushas Yisrael. The tefillah shniyah is only needed mid the Rabbanim. Once the Yodin is Meshachar him, he's a Yisrael Gomer. And Kedusha Natopsin right away. Doesn't need a Tefillah Shniyah. There's only Kolzman that is an Eved. He has a Ptur from Mitzvah Seser Shazman Graman and Kedusha Natopsin. But Kolzman is an Eved. He has the full Kedusha Yisrael. Ashenike in the Ramam is Beferish. Eved K'nani has an incomplete Kedusha Yisrael. And the Tefillah Shniyah will be Mashlim, the Kedusha Yisrael Menatur. So Luchayra, this may be involved in this. The Gemara says, based on Psukim, Machlokes HaTanoim, can an Eved be a Mamzer? It could be that part of the issue involved is whether an Eved has a full Kedushas Yisrael, then he should be able to have Mamzeris. Depending on the other side, whether there's Yuchsin or not. There's more, a very rich topic, there's more, but time doesn't permit. Okay. Yashkoyach.